Good morning, Sower Nation, friends of Jesus, friends of mine. It is Thursday, October the 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Let's dive in, guys. Jesus is ready for the meeting. Are you ready? I'm ready. Here we go. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, today's entry is another one of my favorite subjects, on the miracle of seeds. Our text, of course, we've just read Mark chapter 4. We're going to focus in on verses 26 through 29. Hear now the word of the Lord. And he said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." The word of the Lord. Now consider this. I think about seeds a lot and the miracle they are. Do you remember the last time you looked at a seed? It's something so common we scarcely pay any attention to it at all. How could something so small hold so much potential? When Jesus reaches for a way to teach us about the kingdom of God, he reaches for a seed. He could reach for the tree or the fruit that grows on the tree. He could reach for the flower. He could reach for the leaves. But instead, he chooses the seed to make his point. Consider a single apple seed. This seed contains all the compounded possibilities of the entire tree in it. Every branch and leaf and future apple is contained in the one tiny singular seed. Residing in this one seed are all the trees that will come in the future from the seeds produced by this one seed. I once heard this African proverb, "Anyone can cut open an apple and tell you how many seeds are inside, but only God knows how many apples are in the seed." Maybe I'm stating the obvious, and perhaps that's the point. It's so easy to miss the mystery because it is obscured by the ordinary. Maybe this is why Jesus is constantly calling for eyes that see and ears that hear. The truth is shining like a candle on a lampstand, yet somehow we can miss seeing it entirely. The kingdom is not meant to be hidden, but revealed. And yet it takes a certain kind of seeing to perceive it. That's why Jesus teaches in parables. You can't master his teaching like information. like a subject matter. You will be mastered by it, or you will not perceive it at all. It requires a kind of humility. That's why he starts his Beatitudes, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Humble yourself, right, in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. What could be more humble than a tiny seed? Yet what could be more grand than the tallest tree? That's how he talks about the mustard seed. He picks up the tiniest seed. This is what God's kingdom is like on earth, yet from heaven. In fact, this is what Jesus is like, full of humanity and full of divinity, full of the Holy Spirit. This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come. In that spirit, a few years back, I wrote a short verse of a poem. I'll share it now. Seed and shoot, leaves and roots, flowers and fruits, and seeds and shoots and leaves and roots and flowers and fruits and more seeds. That's how God's kingdom grows on earth as it is in heaven, by the seed of his word, from seed to seeds and more seeds, until every field of every life is flourishing with the goodness and glory of God. What a vision. But did you notice how the text says we only have one job? Scatter the seed. The seed will do everything but plant itself. We'll talk another time about that harvest word. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for becoming the seed and calling us to be the same. Thank you for sowing our lives like so many seeds. Open my heart and mind to the sheer possibility of what you can do with a single life yielded to your purposes. Make my life a seed sown, filled with your purposes, for the glory of your name, Jesus. Amen. Our journal prompts today. Have you given much thought to seeds and both their natural and supernatural implications? How are you waking up to the nature of God's word as seeds? How are you waking up to the power of your life as a seed in God's hands? What is in the seed of your life? Fathom it. Ask Jesus to give you vision for it, and be ready to freely write what comes in your journal. Now, today, we've got something very special on our singing portion of the wake-up call. I was at the NURB conference, as you know, a week or so back, and I invited my breakout session, which was huge. I mean, the conference was large, but golly, so many people came into that breakout, and it was only just a part of the group. But I thought, let's see if we can't sing a hymn and invite the wake-up call world to join in with us. So we're going to be singing with a New Room Conference choir today. And we're going to sing the hymn, My Hope is Built. If you need the book, it's number 102. But we didn't have books on site, but I knew everybody would know at least the opening and the closing verse. So we'll sing verse 1 and 4 of My Hope is Built with the great surprise choir helping us. And I think we'll just cut straight to the streets right after we sing that hymn together. So get your seeds ready, okay? I gotta have seeds on today's post. And you gotta have them ready to go in your hand, in your pockets, as we sing together this great hymn of the church. And I'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt. We're going to sing today one of the great hymns of the church. It is My Hope is Built. It's number 102 in our seedbed hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. And we have a special choir who's going to sing with us today. Okay? Everybody say hi.
Hi.
All right. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Louder. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come, when he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. All you got. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. Well, you're not going to believe this. I didn't have it recording. Just kidding. Okay. Y'all, listen, you think that was the New Room Conference? That was just a breakout right there. So we'll see you on the field.